Welcome to the first episode of Sheep Tank, where the three of us are going to go through some recent cases in e-commerce, B2C, marketplaces, B2B, whatever we find interesting. And the idea is that one of us is going to pitch the idea or the change or the new concept to the others, and the others are basically going to burn down the other person. That's how we roll here at Sheep Tank. We're going to talk about Amazon in the Netherlands, and I think it's obvious because I'm from the Netherlands. I'm going to pretend to be the manager for Amazon.nl, and Alex and Yara are going to grill me about basically entering the market and what Amazon is doing in the Netherlands.
All agreed. Happy to be here. I'm sure we're going to prove it. It's a cheap idea.
Very much.
Yes. So let's kick it off. Why Amazon in the Netherlands? I mean, Amazon tried for 6 years selling ebooks in the Netherlands, and they had a website, and actually, but anytime you ordered there, it actually redirected you to a section of Amazon.de. So we felt a bit left out, but in 2020, it finally happened. Amazon entered the Dutch market. Yeah, why this is a good idea? The Dutch market, it's a strong market. I mean, especially with bol.com, Coolblue, Albert Heijn, we have very big local retailers already. But hey, consumers want more choice, right? More choice is always better. So that's good for the consumer. Bol.com, they offer around 22 million products. Amazon, we have 600 million products. So that's always better. Usually more choice and competition lead to lower prices. Again, that's a good thing for consumers, the lower prices. And the third thing I'd want to give you is that we basically have a better offering also with Prime that Amazon has. I mean, bol.com ripped Amazon off with doing their own bol.com select version of Amazon Prime, offering like things like free delivery. But yeah, it's not Amazon Prime. I mean, with Amazon Prime, you can get the whole video offering. You get gaming stuff. You get video stuff. You get Amazon Drive, Amazon Photo. It's such a better, much better offering than Bol has. So yeah, in general, I think this is a really good thing for the Dutch consumer.
Yeah, maybe let me start here. So what Guido is telling us here as a temporary manager, MD, and of the Netherlands, is it's something very compelling 20 years ago. So what I understand is Bol.com, Coolblue, and all the others do have a very, very strong offer. They have a very, very strong standing in the market. And just adding 400 million fake products from China won't make a difference for the consumer. Plus, Amazon proved very successfully not being able to turn a profit in their expansion strategy. So all international markets, they're losing money every year. So even like the very big markets like Germany, it's really losing hundreds of millions of money on the retail side. Therefore, I would be very careful like in going into markets that are rather small, like the Netherlands. Plus, do have a very strong competition and 2 million products. Guido, that's a lot from bol.com and Coolblue. Same day delivery,
22
very
million.
Trustful customer. Yeah, 22 million. That's a lot. I don't see a case here for Amazon. They would be screwed in this market. I don't know if you would agree.
But Amazon, but Amazon has the skill, right? Amazon has a skill being active in other countries, and that's something they can use. That's not something that companies like Bol.com or Coolblue can use. They're limited in their skill, and price wise, of course, they need to be matching Amazon.
Yeah, it's true, but we're not discussing Bol expanding into the US market. We're discussing Amazon expanding in the Dutch. I don't know. I don't see Casey, Yara. What do you see?
Also, you don't get my investment so far. Like the greater choice and competition, as well as the ecosystem that you highlighted, they don't convince me, because I think in order to attack Bol, you need a much stronger value add for the customer. Also, like all the ecosystem advantages that you are highlighted. There is kind of a niche service for each of them, such as the Netflix for the video and so on. So I think the offering won't be appealing for such a digital mature market as the Dutch market. And as Alex was saying, maybe in 1998, that would have been a great value add. So I also have to tell you, you won't get my invest.
a bit more selection, Guido. A bit of more selection. That never was enough, especially for the Dutch customer. Do you can offer something on top where we would come to a different assessment?
The business side, you mean?
Whatever. So I recorded a podcast with Ruud Vermeulen, I think like 2 or 3 years ago when he was still CEO of Wol.com, and I visited the operation, and I tried to make up my own mind, and I agree, like, selection is a thing where Wol.com and Coolblue need to catch up, but that doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your values importing fake stuff from China or offering a product that only can turn out a profit because you're in a tech scam environment. And I don't see a case here for Amazon, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll have to revisit it in 5 years, guys, and then we'll see how much money you guys lost by not investing.
So yeah, can we agree that's a very cheap idea in cheap tank?
Cheap tank idea, I agree. So let's agree to disagree, and good luck to our temporary CEO of Amazon Netherlands.
No, Maya, nice. No, we won't pour like good money behind bad money on that case, Guido. I think we have to close operations in Amazon Netherlands within the next 12 to 24 months.
Good. So I got burned down in this episode, clearly. So let me know. If you invested in Amazon and you're listening to this right now, let us know in the comments why you invested in Amazon when they entered the Dutch market. If that changed your mind somehow, let us know how much money you made with investing in Amazon. We would love to hear that. And join us next time on Sheep Tank, and then we'll burn down another or praise another new recent development in the e-commerce industry.